Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy. The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Oh, Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, home of brand new music, indie, alternative, rock, electronic and punk, 6 till 7 every Thursday night, kicking off their great band. They are called The Rooks. It's new from them. It's called Nothing to Lose. Got a packed show, as always, tonight. My special guest tonight will be a band called Concrete Cats, and I managed to catch up with D, Mel and Josh from the band to talk about their new EP. I'm going to play a couple of songs from that. It's called Nine Lives. Going to be out on June the 5th, and they're going to be playing the Hallamshire Hotel in Sheffield on the same night, so that's coming up. Of course, loads of great new music, music news, also local national gig guy, new album releases, and this is a band called Skylights. They're supporting the Sherlocks down at the Steelyard in Kelham on June the 27th. This is new from them. This is called Fever.
This is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris and Les and Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
All but not
the perfect product. I wanna thank you for writing it down. I want a $100 bill in the palm of my hand, just like I'm meant to, for holding my skill. I wanna get wet, get paid, get upset again. And in my mind's eye, I can't control this habit. I'm waiting to decide if I won't let you have it. I wanna thank you for writing it down. I want a $100 bill in the palm of my hand, just like I'm meant to, for honing my skill. I wanna get wet, get paid, get upset. Though I'm grateful for you playing my song, don't want an algorithmic hell to judge my soul from someone's basement. I'll swim in pool when the music turns to data driven code. I wanna get wet, get paid, get upset again.
Follow up to Siggy Burns, that is Information Overload. They are called Dubinsky. Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. They're actually from Bourne in Settle, North Yorkshire, but they now live in Edinburgh. And they're still at the forefront. Yeah, they're, you know, the next wave of Scotland's rock, I think. Brill. Okay, Mullet Stoll Society are back with a new album. In My Mind, There's a Photograph. And this is a new track from them, and it's called Dopamine Eyes, and it features Irvin Welsh, author of Trainspotting.
To me, it's the very first one of us, my wife, Pam, and me together, before we knew each other, and falling in love beneath the mask, without the dopamine smash, and in the MBIs, and in the MBIs, they do not tell us lies, we will trust that dopamine. Falling in love under the mask, I still carry driver's guilt.
Seduction.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
It's 6:17, it's The Back Room, and let's talk about my guests. They are called Concrete Cats. They're a seven-piece from Sheffield. They've been playing loads of gigs for a while all around the city, and very excitingly, they're going to be bringing out an EP called Nine Live. It's going to be out on the 5th of June. It's a three-track, and they're going to be playing the Hallamshire Hotel on launch night. Get tickets for that on the 5th of June, and let's play a track from the EP and then a chat. This is called Seasons. So it's a real pleasure to welcome Concrete Cats to Sheffield Live, The Back Room. Welcome to Dee, welcome to Mel, welcome to Josh. How are you doing, guys?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we're really good. We're looking forward to doing lots of stuff.
I'm also well.
Good. It's good to know that you're well. We're all well.
With seven people in the band, there's usually somebody not well.
Actually, that's true. Every rehearsal, there's literally one person off sick.
Okay, so there's seven. So it's a real pleasure to have three of you here tonight. So it's a question: seven people. How did this band evolve? How did it go from? Where did it start? How did it get to seven?
Well, it evolved from a band called Seconds to Go, and there was three of us, and Kirk and myself, and we had a different bass player called Neil. We were together from 2012 to 2016. And we just really kind of just did punk stuff, really. I wrote the songs, and we just bashed them out. We did a lot of gigs, and we did play with a lot of local punk bands. And then Neil left because he got a pearly shoulder. And then Squiz came, who is our current bass player. And again, we just played for a few years with the three of us. And then I was at Boxercise one night and I was just paired with Donna. And, you know, you're doing this. What do you do? Oh, I used to play in a band. Oh, would you like to come and sing?
Through boxing?
We literally were boxing each other whilst Mel was telling me all about his life and his band.
Yeah. And you didn't Eye of the Tiger playing.
and
then he said, come on, come along.
Yeah. So, and then Donna brought Steve. And then I met Josh and Anna through acting because we were in a play together. And they played saxophone and sang and played guitar. And suddenly it just became this huge band from just the three of us.
And actually we have to kind of draw a line on Mel because he's such a socialite that he wants to keep engaging loads of other people. And it's just getting a bit cramped in our rehearsal space.
We do need a trumpet player, though.
Well, okay.
Okay, pop that.
So it could go to eight.
Maybe a harpist. I don't know.
We shall see. But yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for Mel, then we wouldn't exist.
Oh, good on you, Mel. and actually, if you go over eight, you're over UB40 then and stuff. So
it's
Arcade Fire. It's going to get complicated. It's going to be really complicated. Because when I've watched you guys, you swap around and stuff. A little bit like Arcade Fire, in a way. You kind of swap around doing different things. And it's such high energy. How do you choose the kind of the songs? Do you all agree on stuff? There's like real punk energy. There's a real kind of high energy stuff. How do you agree on the, or not agree, on the kind of on the songs that you make?
From what I've seen of it, there's sort of this thing where once someone has an idea of how they want it to sound, and we all just do it, and if it sounds good, then we'll keep it, and if it doesn't, we'll tell them that it doesn't sound good.
I think, to be honest, we've obviously got Mel's very big back catalogue, which is where we started from, and the stuff that he's got is, you know, there's quite a wide range in there, but it's all sort of punk origin, and, you know, when we then maybe put our own edge on it, it can change quite a lot. I think, you know, I used the term at rehearsal last night that we Concrete Cat songs, basically. You know, we take it, and yeah, it sounded one way, but then by the time we've all kind of gone into a vibe with it, it sounds quite different. And I think we have started to definitely delve further towards the rock end of punk with a lot of what we do. And I think that is because of the voices that we've got and the energy that we've got on stage. We aren't a quiet band, really.
I keep saying that Donna's sort of morphing into Bonnie Tyler as we go along.
I don't know about Bonnie Tyler, Mel, but yeah, definitely some sort of hardcore female grungy voice. Yeah, and it just needs to smoke more cigarettes, Paddy.
Oh, okay. We won't promote that, but hey, you know what, you need the more the gravel. The graveling voice.
Well, I mean, Josh has got a really powerful voice. I mean, you were asking about the changing and different roles. I mean, Mel's obviously been the singer in his band for a long time and wants to continue to sing. Josh is saxophonist, a guitarist, and a vocal. And I mainly bring vocal. But then we've got Anna, who's also written a song where she performs it when she's not on saxophone. And there's just a lot of variety. And I think we try not to have egos about stuff. I think that's the thing. If we start getting, this is Alfie.
Hi, Alfie.
If we start getting
just
egos.
Just for the listeners, there's a dog in this interview. They can't see them. But
okay. Alfie plays the cowbell sometimes.
Oh,
he plays the bark.
But yeah, I think honestly that, you know, we try to keep egos out of it so we can all let go of what we want to try and do.
I think that's that helps that we're a bit older. Well, I say that and then you say some of the old bands that get together are just as bad. But I think we're all very, very respectful of each other. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make, it's like the band, it comes before the individuals in it. And then that way, you know, you do what's best for the band, you do what's best for the song. And sometimes, you know, you need a bit of convincing about what's best for the song. Because some of my songs I've got definite visions for. But I know when we've done them as a band, they take on an element to them that I couldn't have done. I wouldn't have thought of. And there's a tendency, if you do everything yourself, it just sounds like one person. But in the band, I think it's because we've got a really, really good mix of people to do it with.
Coming from quite different experiences as well.
Mm-hmm. And there is a bit of friction every now and again, and that's great. I mean, that fuels the change.
Sure. And I think you need a bit of that energy. You need a bit of friction. It can't always be harmony, can it? And I think there needs to be some kind of, but it feels very collaborative. It feels like really kind of working together. Mm. Really exciting. You got an EP. So, launch of an EP, three songs. Yeah. And I know you've got a bit of a catalogue. How do you get down to those three songs?
How did we do that? I guess.
Which one sound the best right now? And which one can we just plug into Mel's computer and play?
To be honest, though, I think that we wanted to convey the new band. And I think that the songs we've chosen all convey what we are now. And one of them is actually quite a back catalogue number, Seasons Burn.
Oh, yeah.
But with Josh singing on it, it has really taken on a whole new life. Mm. Jesus is a song that was originally brought in through Steve. Mm-hmm. And Shiny White Objects is also a song that Mel set up. But I think when you listen to them back to back, there is kind of more of a genre coming through with those three songs, perhaps, than some of our other stuff.
Okay. Yeah, and it's a great title, Nine Lives, which obviously fits with the cat theme.
Even though I'm a dog person, as you can see.
Yeah, I was wondering, where are the cats? I was thinking, is a cat going to be
next door? Next door chasing the pigeons.
Yeah, they're all went. Cats are always out. So it's very exciting to have this EP on the launch night. You've got a gig at the Hallamshire Hotel in Sheffield. You've done lots of gigs all over the place. Actually, you've done Callum, you've done Cinema Tour, you've done Green Room, all over the place. And now the Hallamshire Hotel, which has, a lot of musical history in there. Exciting place to play it and to have a launch EP. How are you feeling about the whole thing?
Really excited. I mean, when we played there before, we went down a storm and people were coming up from the bar who had no idea who we were.
Yeah.
And we had somebody... Was it that young student?
We did have some people crack. Yeah. It was a private function that we were playing, and we ended up with some gate crashers who then have become stalkers.
Yeah, they wanted.
Okay, in a good way. In a good way, or
selfies and autographs, and we're getting people that don't know us coming to gigs now, which is that's a step up from friends and family, and so there's definitely a movement towards us being a band out there that people know. And that's what we want to carry on promoting, really.
Yeah, it's a great, great venue. And they do so well at the Hallamshire to provide us with a really good sound there. So, we knew that we wanted to go back.
Brilliant. And kind of after that, what are your plans then? Because you're saying we're going step by step with the band. We want to go, further,
well,
further.
Well, we really wanted to try and get on a few festivals this year, but it's been quite hard to do that. Mm. We are going to stretch our feet and step into Norfolk later in July. We've got a gig over there. We've teamed up with another band called The Crowned Hyenas, who are definitely worth a look.
They supported you at the Green Room, did they? Was it?
They were with us at the Green Room, and they are. We're going over to support them in Norwich on the 11th of July, and then they're coming back over to Sheffield on the 17th of July, and we're going to be with them at Sydney Matilda.
Brill. That's pretty cool. So stuff happening. It's all very exciting for you. And really, really good to hear. And Mel, D, Josh, Hallamshire Hotel, 5th of June. Tickets still, saw some tickets going?
Yes. There's a link on the site to buy them.
Yeah, check it out, because we've got Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all those things where you can find those links.
Awesome. And the EP coming out on the 5th of June. Core Nine Lives. Thanks, guys, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. And good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
That's called Jesus by Concrete Cats, and the other track was Seasons Burn. Great to chat to them. Like I say, get tickets available, Hallam Show Hotel, 5th of June. Okay, let's do some music news for you, see what's going on in the world.
Music news.
So Tom Morello has announced a new Power to the People Festival, which will see performances from Bruce Springsteen, Foo Fighters, Joan Baez, and System of a Down, Serj Tankian, and more. The guitarist, best known for his work in Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave, is currently on tour with Bruce Springsteen across the US and announced plans for this festival at the National Parks last night. Named Power to the People, it will happen on October the 3rd at the Meriwether Postville in Colombia, and it's described as a non-partisan celebration of peace, justice, solidarity, music and community action. So a whole host of bands are playing. Other bands on the lineup include Dave Matthews, Brittany Howard, Dropkick Murphys, Jack Black, Cypress Hill, Killer Mike, Grandson, The Neighborhood Kids, Taylor Momsen, Matt Cameron from Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, The Linda Lindas, Daryl DMC, McDaniels, Amarello himself, and artist Shepherd Fairey is contributing artwork and playing DJ set. The event looks to bring together artists, fans, activists, organisations and community leaders for an unforgettable day celebrating the power of music and collective action to inspire change. I think that's exactly what we need right now. Self-esteem is going to take a few months off late this year because she needs a breather. 39-year-old singer whose real name is Rebecca Taylor dropped her third studio album, Complicated Woman, in 2025, and she's been starring in the play Teeth and Smiles in the London's West End. She's returning to music for this summer's festival season, but then will take some well-deserved time off. She said, well, I took a breather, but I did play, so I'm still playing at the moment. I still need a bit of a breather. I'm going to do festivals this summer, and then I'm going to take a few months off to think about what comes next and then be ready. She went on to reveal she'll be using a time off to think about her next album, adding that she's got an idea what her next record is and think that she's ready. That's the music news. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, and this is brand new from the Mystery Jets. This is called Black Sage.
Still she lingers like a ghost.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live. Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
Sheffield band, they are the Unvangs. Great new track from them. It's called Lost Moon. 6:46, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, The Back Room. Home of brand new music. Let's do some gigs.
Local and national gigs.
So, who's playing Sheffield and surrounding areas this week? Let's find out. Tonight, The Lofter at the Greystones. Jamie Hutchins down at the Memorial Hall at the City Hall. The amazing techno pioneers Kraftwerk, very exciting. Play the City Hall tomorrow. Also, Heaven 17 are out at Pete Cavern in Castleton. Coming back into Sheffield, Bathing Suits and Turnsbit at Gut Level. And Calves in the Dark at Cinema Tilda. If you want a bit of Sean Banger Scott, he's at Network. Saturday, Levelers are playing the Electric Studios. Heaven 17 again, playing Pete Cavern out in Castleton. And then you've also got Festival Bring the Noise, big indie festival going on at Network. Great lineup, pieces like bands like Coach Party and Shambolics, Andrew Cushion, Sunbeam, Spangle, The Outcharms, Bracknell, a lot more. Dead Pony, they're a great band. They're playing the Corporation, been guests on this show, actually. They're going to be playing on the Sunday. Omar's at Yellow Arch Studios. Pierre Benzel-Susan, I think that's how you pronounce it, at the Greystones on Monday. And on Wednesday, Warner E. Hodges at the Greystones. Some gigs that have been announced for the Phil and Tours, Nothing But Thieves are coming back. Coming back with some great new music. And they're going to be playing Manchester Cop Live on the 12th of February. Those tickets are going South, 5th of June at 10. The Claws going out on tour, Wolverhampton, Wolverhampton Hall on the 28th of November. Sheffield Octagon on the 11th of December. London Skull on the 17th. Manchester Ritz on the 18th of December. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. And Paul Heaton is back with an arena tour. Newcastle Arena kicking off there on the 29th of October. Then to Glasgow, Leeds Arena on the 31st of October. Then on to Cardiff, Plymouth, Sheffield Arena on the 6th of November. Then on to London, Nottingham, Liverpool, Birmingham, and finishing Manchester Co-op Live on the 14th of November. And he's got Rhiannon Downey and the Lightning Seeds supporting. They're the gigs. This is a band, they are called the Samurai 7. They are back with a great new record after... since 1997, they're back with new material. They're going to be guests on the show. And this is called Punching Down. Check this out. Exciting, back with new material, Punching Down. They are the Samurai 7. They had John Peel sessions back in 97. Very exciting. Just great musicians. Okay, I've got a couple of tracks left for you. This artist is called Jean Elliott. She's an independent artist from northwestern Sydney. She has an EP called Butcher, Lover, Runner. And I'm going to play this track for you. This is called Lennon. Thank you. because I'm listening. I look at her. She's called Jean Elliott. That is called Lennon. Thanks to Concrete Cats. Some new album releases tomorrow. Dog Stock, Yellow Reese Band has got a new album. It's called All In Now. And Dave Grohl's daughter, Violet Grohl, has an album called Be Sweet To Me. Thanks for listening. I'm going to play out with this one tonight by Carl Faulkner, frontman of The View, but has had a career for a while. It's called Lady Coachella, featuring a lot of winners. Have a great evening. It's sunny. Enjoy.